Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, time to talk about platelets.
Right. Two aging guys here who are active and have all kinds of minor orthopedic problems. We're always looking for something that's going to help with aches and pains. One of the things that has, at least here on the West Coast, become quite popular is this platelet-rich plasma injection. They've been used to treat lots of musculoskeletal conditions, things like tendinopathies, plantar fasciitis, even osteoarthritis of the knee and the hip. Overall, the routine use of platelet-rich plasma has been very controversial and, I must say, disappointing, and I also must say, quite expensive. Platelet-rich plasma is derived from autologous blood, platelets being the main constituent of that. The main action, if there is one, isn't particularly well understood. Some doctors suggest that this platelet-rich plasma provides high concentrations of things like growth factors that include a tissue growth factor and platelet-derived growth factors, and that these somehow mediate the proliferation of mesenchymal cell development and increase matrix synthesis, and even perhaps the development of collagen formation. But in general, there are no major adverse events from this platelet-rich plasma, only minor risks, and these include bleeding and pain, tenderness, swelling, and bruising at the site of injection, and obviously local infections. But these have been relatively minor. So the question is, not so much is there harm, but do these things work? You found an article that was published in the American Journal of Sports Medicine. It attempts to answer the clinical question, are platelet-rich plasma injections effective, particularly in people with a patellar tendinopathy? So not the whole group, but this small group of patients with this tendinopathy related to their patella. What did they find?
Yeah, someone who's had patellar tendinopathy for a long time. I was a high jumper and a volleyball player in my earlier days, and this jumper's knee is one of the terms for it. So I'm sympathetic to those people suffering with it. And platelet-rich plasma certainly is getting a lot of press, a lot of attention, a lot of promotion, a lot of, it's a moneymaker. As far as I know, insurance isn't paying for it yet, except maybe for some very limited indications. So this was a multi-center study. The study was set in three really great cities, Seattle, Oslo, and Bologna. They enrolled 61 adults, so a fairly small study, 18 to 50 years of age. They all had at least 6 months of patellar tendinopathy, clinically diagnosed and confirmed by ultrasound. They all had persistent symptoms despite at least 6 weeks of rehab and physical therapy. They were randomized to get ultrasound-guided injections of either leukocyte-rich platelet-rich plasma, leukocyte-poor platelet-rich plasma, or saline. A week later, they all started a gym-based rehab program 3 times a week for 6 weeks, and then they evaluated pain and function and activity at 12, 24, and 52 weeks. They also asked patients what they thought had happened and their subsequent assessments. They had nearly complete follow-up, about 93%, but only about at 12 weeks, I should say, only about 80% at the end of a year. So at no point in the study did the authors find any differences between the three groups for any of the outcomes or the patient's global assessment of improvement. 6 weeks after the intervention, 5 patients, all in the platelet-rich plasma groups, had reported overall worsening compared with their baseline. The authors said 1 patient had localized patellar tendon pain after the injection. No other harms were reported, mainly probably because it was a fairly small study. The study was large enough to detect clinically meaningful differences in pain and functional limitations, but didn't find them. So in this study, bottom line, platelet-rich plasma injections are no better than saline in improving pain or activity in patellar tendinopathy.
Very cool. I love there's a collection of these sorts of studies that are placebo-controlled that I just think they're brilliant. It is interesting that this was a single blinded study, meaning that the patients didn't know which of those three groups they were in, but the providers did. It would have been nice, from my perspective, to have it been double blinded, but it is also nice that the outcome measures were assessed both by the patients, which is at the end of the day what's really important, but also by the providers. And so, small study, only 61 adults, but pretty impressive, and particularly with the five that got worse.
And so the lack of blinding of the outcome assessors, I'm less concerned. Since they didn't find a benefit, if they would have found a benefit, then I would have been concerned about some bias. But since they didn't find a benefit, I guess I'm a little less worried about that.
Exactly. But if you were designing the study, I think you wouldn't know what you're going to find. So it would have been better. Thanks, Mark. Good study. I'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.